Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We're holding Kuf Tes Zayin Umid Beis. Three lines from the bottom of the Umid where the Gemara begins, Tanya Reb Shimba Yichoy Omer. As you recall, we learned yesterday, and we know generally, that there were three machnois at the time of the bringing of the Karbonois. You have those three machnois enumerated in Parshas Nosai, and he had three at the times of the Mishkan and the Midbar, and three corresponding ones after the Beis Migdash was built in Yerushalayim. What were those three? The Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, and Machne Yisrael. How did they define themselves in terms of their territories? During the times of the Mishkan and the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and the times of the Mishkan, the Machne Shechina was the Mokim HaMishkan, the Mishkan itself. Around the Mishkan lived the Shevet HaLevi, and that was called the Machne Levi. Around the Machne Levi you had the other Shvatim, and that was the Machne Yisrael. What's the halacha regarding these three? So you have in the beginning of Parashas Nosai, when it talks about the different levels of Machne, it says, Vishalchum en HaMachne, Kol Tzruar, Kol Zav, V'chol Tomei Lanofesh. What are these three? You have to send out Kol Tzrua, that means the Metzoira. V'chol Zav means Zavim, people that had emissions, as well as V'chol Tomei Lanofesh, anybody that became a Tmei Mess. However, Rashi in Chumash points out, based of course on Gemaras in Chazal, that there are differences between those three. And that is the Metzoira is Mishtaleh Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois. He's not allowed to go in Dreizach and Machne Yisrael. He has to be all the way on the outskirts Chutz L'Machne. That's the Metzoira. Then you have the Zov. Zov is Nishtaleh Chutz L'Shtei Machnois. Means he's not allowed to go to the Machne Shechina where the Mishkan was. He couldn't even Dreizach where Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon and the whole Mishpachas and the whole Shevet HaLevi was. He can only Dreizach in Machne Yisrael. When it comes to the Tmei Mes, he could even go to the Machne Leviyah. He's just not allowed to go into the Mishkan and its environs. This was the times of the Mishkan and the Midbar. But now let's go move fast forward to the times of the Beis HaMikdash when it was in Yerushalayim. So then you had again the three Machnois. The Machne of Shechina was the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Machne Leviyah was the rest of the Harabayas that surrounded the Machne Shechina, meaning surrounded the Beis HaMikdash. And then the rest of Yerushalayim was the Machne Yisrael. So if you had a Metzoyer at that time, he would have to go and sit outside Yerushalayim, not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. Michutz LaMachne Moishavoy. He could be there even for the rest of his life, next 20, 30, 50 years, until he did tshuva, and then the tzaras went away, and the Kohen said, okay, he nirpa nega tzaras minat tzarua, and therefore you can come back into the machne. But otherwise, the mitzvah is chutz l'sholosh machnes. The Zov could reizach in Yerushalayim, however he's not allowed to go up to the Harabayis. While the Tmei Mes is even allowed to go to the Harabayis, but he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash area itself. So those are the three machnois. And now the Gemara tells us, Tanya Reb Shimba Yechoy Oimer, Oira Cheres Hoysa. There was a period of time that there were four machnois. Our Gemara gear says, V'cheil Ezer Noshimi. That seems to be a mistake because the Cheil and Ezer Noshim are not the same. Cheil was an enclosed area on the Harabayis. And therefore the Shita, in fact, takes out the word Cheil. And he just says, Oid Acheres Hoysa, Ezras Noshimi. There was also an Ezras Noshim. Well, there was always an Ezras Noshim. Only the halach is the Gabi. What were the halachic ramifications? Until this Braisa of Reb Shimba Yechoy, and we'll see what this is based on momentarily, the Ezras Noshim was part of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, just like the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to, if you're a Tmei Mess, you're not allowed to go inside the entire Beis HaMikdash. You can't go in the Ezras Noshim either. So what is this addition? We'll see in a moment. If, in fact, the person who was Tamei went into the Ezras Noshim, he did not get an Oynish. Rest of the Beis HaMikdash, if you were Tamei Chas V'Sholom, what Oynish would you get? You're talking about if he did a B'Shogi. Exactly, it's Karis. However, if you go into Ezras Noshim, no Oynish. Now, what is this all about that they added a fourth one? And why is there no Oynish? I'm sorry.
Where was the Ezra's Noshim?
Yeah, exactly. So the Ezra's Noshim, we know that was right before you entered into Ezra's Yisrael. The dividing between the Ezra's Noshim and Ezra's Yisrael, there was the Shar Nikana, right? There's a diagram there. Yes, thank you. It's not a very clear diagram, but yes, there is. So in between the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Noshim, Ezra's Yisrael is where all the action took place. That was what we called the Azara. That's where Yisrael was able to stand, and of course the Kahanim were able to go there to do the Avodah. Right before entering into the Ezra's Yisrael was the Ezra's Noshim. So separating the two was the famous Shar Nikanor. Anyway, why does the Ezra's Noshim have that special din and there is no Einish? So you'll all remember we had the Gemara back on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Lamed Beis Amid Beis. What did it say in the Gemara? Halfway down the Amid. Vayamid Yehoshaphat Bekahal Yudav Yishaloyim. The Beis Hashem Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. Yehoshaphat. Before the Chotzer HaChadosha. In fact, you want my Chotzer HaChadosha. Omri B'yoychanan Shechidshu Ba'dvarim. They were Mechadish Nu Dinim. The Omru. One of them was Tful Yoim Al Yikones Lemachan Levia. Oh, so this is what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is referring to by uns, that the Chachamim were Mechadish Anay Chidush, and that is a Tful Yoim. Until now, we were talking about people that were Tmeim. The Metzayir was Tamei, the Zov was Tamei, the person that was Nichnas into, if he was a Tmei Mess, he was Tamei. He would talk about a person who was already Tful Yoim. In other words, that the level of Tumah has already receded because he's already gone to the mikveh. We're just waiting for Herev Shemesh. Nevertheless, don't go into the Macham Aviyah. But since this is only a Takana later on, this wasn't Min HaTorah, it's Midrabanan. That's why Agamar is telling us in the Yomid Beis, which we just learned, that there was Oid, there was a fourth Machana too, and that Machana was the Machana Leviyah. And he's saying what part specifically of the Machna Leviyah, not the entire Harabayis, but rather the Ezra's Noshim, and there a Tvul Yoyim is not allowed to go in, but since a Tvul Yoyim is not a fully baked Tomei, there is no Oynish, especially since this is not the Araisa, it's the Rabban. So getting back to our Gemara, that was number four, the Ezra's Noshim, because of the Takan of Yoshafat, Tvul Yoyim, with this we conclude that shtickel, and we go on to the next shtickel.
So where was it located, Ezra's Noshim? Behind the Machne Leviyah?
It's within the Machne Leviyah.
Can you, within?
Oh, let me see, you have the Gemara over here.
Yes.
This whole area over here,
yes.
What's it called? It's a Harabais?
Harabais, yes.
Temple Mount, that's a Harabais.
Right.
That's the entire Machne Leviyah.
Yes.
Now, when you get to the darker portion over here, that's called the Machne Shechina. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Yes. Now, you have sticking out over here, you have the Machne, the Ezra's Yisrael. Not the Ezra's Yisrael, the Ezra's Noshim. That's the women's gallery, Ezra's Noshim. So, everybody is masking that
Ezra's... is the Harabais.
That's part of the Harabais, that's
behind
correct?
Behind the Machne Leviyah, then.
It's more... No, the whole Harabais is Machne Leviyah.
The whole Harabais.
The whole Harabais is Machne Leviyah.
The Shar Nikanor of today has nothing to do with the Shar Nikanor.
Shar Nikanor.
I don't know if there's a Shar Nikanor today, but in case
no,
there is...
it's in the Yerushalayim.
Yeah? Okay.
One of the entrances to the old city.
It's
called Shar Nikanor.
No, they could call it, but it's not. It's not. Maybe they call it that, but...
it has nothing to do with it.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
Nikanor Rabinowitz, completely different person.
Yeah. Throughout the year, there were men going through there. The reason why it's called the Ezra's Noshim mostly is because when it comes to the Simchas Beis HaSheva, that's where the women were. They were in the Simchas Beis. They watched from the balconies inside the Ezra's Noshim. They made special balconies at that time, as we learned at the end of Masechta Sukkah. But since Daf Yomi is on the move, and Mendy keeps on announcing Baruch Hashem, more Siyum and more Siyum, so we'll get to Sukkah not too long from now, and we'll see Me'et Hashem, the Ezra's Noshim. The Noshim stood there at the time of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Okay, anyway, continuing on to, we're now going on to next Gemara, Ube Shiloi. Where was Shiloi? Remember that we had earlier on in the Braisa, first we had the Mishkan in the Midbar, then when Yehoshua ben Nun took the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, the first 14 years, that was called Gilgal. During that time, there was the Heter HaBomois, and there was a Bom Gedoyla in Gilgal. And after that, after those 14 years were over, that's when they established the new Mishkan in Shiloh. And that Mishkan in Shiloh lasted for 369 years. 369. Shiloh. So what does it say? Ubishilalei hoyu elishnei machnois bilvad. In Shiloh they only had two machnois. So initially the Gemara assumes that means we're missing either the Machne Leviah or the Machne Yisrael. We're not missing the Machne Shechinah. Machne Shechinah, that's the highest. That's certainly there. The question is, which one of the two was missing? Haimen Ayuli Havi. Omer Abba. On the side it says Omer Abaye. Mistavra the Machne Leviah Havi. Probably the Machne Leviah was there, together with the Machne Shechinah. And what was missing was the Machne Yisrael. I'll bring you a riot. If you want to say that there's no Machne Leviah, what does Igmar say? It must be, says Rabba, that Machne Leviah remained intact, and that they said there were only two machnois means that there was no Machne Yisrael. Aha. If that's the case, says the Gemara, why do you have to go and say Dafka, there was a Machne Leviah, and there was no Machne Yisrael? Because if you were to say the other way around, that there was no Machne Leviah, but there was a Machne Yisrael, so what would that mean? It would mean the Tamei Mesim, that normally would be in the Machne Leviah, they can't go to the Machne Leviah, because there is no Machne Leviah. So they would be in the Machne Yisrael. The Zovin, by definition, go to the Machne Yisrael because they're only Mishtalech Chutz L'Shtei Machnois, which is the Machne Shechinah and the Machne Leviah. They are allowed to be in the Machne Yisrael. So, under normal circumstances, the Tmei Mesim would be able to Dreizach in the Machne Leviah and the Zovin in the Machne Yisrael, and in the sense, never the twain shall meet. Of course, the Tmei Mesim can go into Machne Yisrael as well, for sure. But we're talking about what are the minimum and maximum boundaries that they're allowed to go, and so therefore, says he, well, under normal circumstances, the Zovim were in the Machne Yisrael, and the Tmei Mesim were in the Machne Leviah. However, if you're going to go and take away the Machne Leviah, then even the Tmei Mesim are going to be in the Machne Yisrael together with the Zovim. And so you can tell me, okay, Nishkefela, what you know, Ma'akol Arash, says he, more, but the Torah says, V'liyitamu es machanehem ten machne lezeh u machne lezeh. Again, this is a pasuk in Parashas Nosoi, and it says Kol Yemei Asher Anega Viyizos. Yeah, Mizocher the top Rashi, the top Torah Ora Shalem. Mizocher Anekeve Tishalechu El Michutz LaMachane Tishalchu V'Liyitamu Es Machanehem Asher Nishoichem Seicham. The fact that the Torah now uses the expression Liyitamu Es Machanehem Their Machnois. What means Their Machnois? Their Machnois means that each one of the people that were Tameim had his own Machne. You had the Machne for the people that were Tmei Mesim, you had the Machne for the people that were Zovim, and then you had the Machne that you couldn't go into for those that were Mitzrayim. Ah, says Zokta Yomara, if there was no Machne Leviah, then everybody, meaning the Tmei Mesim, together with the Zovim, would all be in the Machne Yisrael, and we will not have the Kiyum of the Pasuk, ten Machne Lezeh or Machne Lezeh. And so therefore it's much more Mistaver, says the Gemara, that there was a Machne Leviah, there just wasn't a Machne Yisrael. And so therefore, if there was no Machne Yisrael, what's going to happen now? Those that happen to be the Tmei Mesim, they'll continue to be in the Machne Leviah, and those that happen to be the Zovim will not be able to go in the Machne Leviah, because they never could. They can't go in the Machne Yisrael, because there is no Machne Yisrael, so they'll be Mechutz LaMachne, outside of all three machnos. So they will be giving a ten machne lezeh, or machne lezeh, each one having their own bazunderer, separate boundaries.
Where was Machne Yisrael in
the times of Yushalayim? It was Yushalayim itself. Yushalayim itself was the machne. In times of Shiloh? In times of Shiloh, wherever the Jews lived at that time. In other words,
they leave the whole Eretz Israel, you got to go to Jordan to leave.
If a Mitzvah just has to leave the city boundaries of Shiloh.
We said that you could eat Kachim Kalim during the time of Shiloh as long as you could see the Mishkan. So didn't that define the perimeter?
Maybe. Could be.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Machane, it's not the perimeters where you put your tents, that's not called the machane?
Yeah, well, that's fine. In the times of the Midbar, they didn't have beautiful built homes. Yeah, you're right. They were not made out of concrete or wood. They were just made out of tents, presumably. Oyholim, and therefore wherever the final oil of the Machne Yisrael ended, then they probably had a big sign, Ad Kan Machne Yisrael, and you, Mitzrayim, have to be beyond that.
So here, they didn't have Oyholim, the Israel, around
It could be that they did, but whoever was a Mitzrayim, he had to leave the Machne Yisrael. Wherever the Oyholim were pitched,
right.
Then I guess he went another 50 feet, or maybe he had to go Chum Shabbos or whatever, another 1,000 mil, and then after that's when we had the Mitzvah. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, so our Gemara says, therefore, it's in all likelihood that in Shiloh, the Machna that we were missing was the Machna Yisrael, and not the Machna Levi. Omali Rava Elamai Machna Yisrael Lehava, based on what you're telling me, there was no Machna Yisrael. Nimtu Zavad Mitzvah Mishdalchin Lamokai Mechad. I have the same problem. Not that the Zavim and Tumei Mesim will mishtalech chutz l'machane achas, but I have the problem that the Zavim and Tzeroi will now be mishtalchen to the same chutz l'machane. In which respect? Because the Tzeroim are always outside all three machnois. As far as the Zavim are concerned, we said that normally they're mishtalech chutz l'shnei machnois. Usually they drain zach in the machane Yisrael. But if in fact during Shiloh they were mevatel l'machane Yisrael, so where they're going to go? They have to go one step further. One step further means outside the entire Shiloh. So then they're going to be together with Mitzrayim. So you're going to go and say, no, so what's the problem? Just like we said before, that you couldn't have Zav and Tumei Mesim in the same Machne, because it says Machnehem. Here too, the Torah has a separate pasuk. But Torah Omer Legam Mitzrayim, it says, Bodot Yeshe Mechutz LaMachne Moishavai. That lotion of Bodot means Shlo Yeshiv Tamei Acher Imai. He's supposed to be totally independent of all other Tmeim. All Mitzrayim have to be isolated, independent, and removed, etc., from everybody else. And now you're telling me that the Zavon are going to be there too. Therefore, says the Gemara, you know what? You're right. Elali Oilam Kulut Lasav. In fact, there were all three Machnois and Shiloh. Didn't you just tell me that there was one missing? Umaylei Hoyu Elishtei Machnois. Liklita! What's my liklita? Klita means absorption. Even today in Eretz Yisrael, they have the Vad HaKlita, which probably works together with Nefesh Benefesh of all the new immigrants to absorb them. So the word Klita is to absorb. Here we're not talking about absorption. Here we're talking really more for shelter, similar to what we have today, the Miklat, the Nebuch you have to run every time there's a siren in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so what does this mean? So we know that there's something known as the Orei Miklat. What are the Orei Miklat? The Ori Miklat were that if Chas V'Shalom someone killed someone else, Bishogeg Rachman Litzlan, he had to go and run away to the Ori Miklat. How many Ori Miklat were there? We normally think of six, that there were three in Eivor Hayarden and three more in Eretz Yisrael. But you remember that the Pasuk said, yeah, exactly. So Brother Shai reminds us that in addition to those six, it says that there were 42 Ayores of the Leviim, which were near those other three.
The feeder cities, as it were.
Okay, so they're feeders, but you could go and use those as Ori Miklat themselves. You didn't have to have them feed to the other three Ori Miklat in Eretz Yisrael, but you can live in any one of them, all 45 in Eretz Yisrael. And the three in Eivor Hayarden, all of them were Ori Miklat for those Chas V'Shalom that killed Bishogeg. Okay, so what is the Gemara coming to tell us now? That in Shiloh, well, Shiloh certainly didn't have these 48 Ori HaLeviim. So what are you talking about? We're talking about the Machne Leviah. What do you mean Machne Leviah? So the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment that in addition to those 48 that we just spoke about, that in the times of the Midbar, the Machne Leviah was also an Ir Miklat. Not an Ir, but it was a Makom Miklat. Anybody, the Chas V'Shalom, killed the Shoigig, would run to that place. Which is very, very consistent with what we've learned in the past. The Gemara is going to tell us shortly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give you the mitzvah of selecting and designating the Ori Miklat in the Eivor HaYarden. Moshe couldn't designate those in Eretz Yisrael because he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, but at least those three that when Eivor HaYarden he was able to designate. And Rashi and Chumash reminds us that halacha of designation is great, However, they only became effective as Ari Miklat when the other three in Eretz Yisrael became effective. So at the same time of the chalos, of the effectiveness in Eretz Yisrael, automatically the three in Eivar Yarden also became effective for this purpose to be Ari Miklat. And then Rashi asks in Chumash, so what was the benefit to Moshe Rabbeinu to designate those three if they couldn't be used as Ari Miklat until after Moshe Rabbeinu already passed away? And until Yeshua ben Nun came into Eretz Yisrael and they dedicated the three Ari Miklat there. So Rashi and Chumash tells us that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was so happy with this, he was able to mekayim at least the mitzvah of designation, even though they were not effective yet, but at least ashtikala mitzvah he had, that hachona, so to speak, to even though it wasn't effective at that time. So Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous simcha. It's reminiscent when they say that the Vilna Goyen was in his final moments in this world. They said he was very, very sad. And his Talmidim said, Vilna Goyen, why are you so sad? After all, how much Torah you accomplished and learned, you have a Vilna Goyen. How many times do we have a Vilna Goyen since the beginning of history until today? So Vilna Goyen said, yes, but I'm sad because I was able to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis just by putting on Arba Kanfas every day. Simple mitzvah. Nebuch, that's going to be taken away from me when I pass away. What's the point? That tzaddikim enjoy not only the doing of the mitzvah, but the spirituality and the rochnius and the kiyum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivoy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, even if he can't accomplish the whole thing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm so happy, at least I can go and designate the Ari Miklat. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. So that's all very fine. What happened during the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was alive and everybody lived at that time in the Midbar? Did they have Ari Miklat then? No. What happened if somebody killed Bishogeg? Says our Gemara, the Machna Leviya at the time of the Mishkan, that was the Ir Miklat. So if Chas V'Shalom, someone killed someone Bishogeg, he would run to the area of the Machna Leviya, and that's where he would stay. Says our Gemara, but that was only the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishkan in the Midbar. But at the times of the Mishkan in Shiloh, then that Mokoyim of the Machna Leviya was not a Miklat for Chas V'Shalom, someone who killed Bishogeg. Why not? Very, very simple. Because they had another alternative, and that is to go to the real Ari Miklat and to the 42 other Ari Halaviyim. So they didn't need to go to the Machna Leviya. So that's the whole kavana of this brisa. Of course they were all three. They had the Machna Shechina, and they had the Machna Leviya, and they had the Machna Yisrael. And yes, the Mitzrayim had to go Chutz Sholish Machnois, and the Zov Chutz Shnei Machnois, and the Tumas Mes Chutz Machna Achas. The Gabi being collate, Chas V'Shalom, someone killed Bishogeg, Machna Leviya was now neutralized. It was no longer able to be collate. He had to go to one of the Ari Miklat.
So the Brisa should say there are only two, which is Israel and Shechina.
Since the Lamasa, that's correct. It's the Machna Shechina was around, and the Machna Yisrael. There was no Machna Leviya for these purposes. There was a Machna Leviya, and therefore, if a person was a Zov, he would not be able to go in the Machna Leviya. However, that same Machna Leviya, which served another purpose, that it was a Miklat at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, now is not a Miklat any longer. Chas V'Shalom, someone who killed Bishogeg, he had to flee much further away to one of the Ari Miklat, the three in Eretz Yisrael, or the other 42 Ari Halavim.
That doesn't really work with the language. Shnei Machanos Bovad. Mm-hmm. It's not there were two machanos. There weren't four machanos. We had four.
You know who's bothered by this kasha? The Gemara. So to my el oylem kulu tlosa hava. I freitach bari umay loy hoyu al shtei machanos bovad. L'chayre that doesn't stim with the lashon. It means l'klita for klita purposes. You did not have the benefit of a third machna. The normal third machna, which was a machna levia for klita purposes, no. No longer a safe haven for those that Chas V'Shalom killed Bishogeg. Zuchimar Mechlal, the Midbar, have a kolta. So even though I don't find it in the Torah Befedish, but based on the way you've just told us that in Shiloh they only had two, but that third one was ineffective, Zaytzechos in the Midbar, it was effective. Zuchimar, yo, the Midbar have a kolta Machna Leviya. Zuchimar, and absolutely right. V'hortanya, in fact, I have a rai from a braisa. This is b'loshni chusa. What did it say in the braisa? It said in the braisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'samti l'chomokim asher yonosham. If you look at the Rashi, not Rashi, if you look at Torah or HaSholim, number three, the person did not go into ambush against someone else. Unfortunately, there was a shogay. I'm going to give you a mokem on the shomer that you'll be able to flee to it. So now it says the pasuk v'samti lecha, and the Gemara is going to darshan this lecha three different ways. Not a machlokes; all three have application. V'samti lecha mokem says the Gemara bechayecha lecha. Even though they cannot flee there now, but I'm going to allow you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to select and designate the three Orei Miklot in Eiver HaYarden. How do I know that that's what he means? Samta Chamokim Bechayecha. So if you look at the Rashi, Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. Samta Chamokim Bechayecha. Romas Le'akadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'Matan Torah. This possibly Samta Chamokim is in Matan Torah times, right? It's Shmois Chof Aleph. Parshas Yisroi, maybe Mishpatim, but probably Yisroi. Anyway, you'll check it out. Samtel Chomokim B'chayecha, Romez Le'Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe V'Matan Torah, She Yizke L'Mitzvah Zu, he's going to be Zoicha to this Mitzvah, Kirechsev, like it says in the beginning of Dvarim, Oz Yavdel Moshe Sholosh Orim, and this is already 40 years later, we say for Abayim Shana. So this is Samtel Chomokim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Merames, to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give you this Mitzvah, even though it's going to be 40 years from now. Then we learn another Lashon from the Samti Lecha. And that is l'cha makayim. What means l'cha makayim? Makayim means mekoimcha ashiyonu shama. L'cha makayim, where you are living now, Moshe Rabbeinu, together with all the other from the Shevet HaLevi and the Machna Levia, that makayim is going to be a makayim ashiyonu shama. Melamed shemegalin amaglin bamidbar lehechen goylet l'machna Levia. Oh, very good. So therefore, I use the term l'cha twice. V'samti l'cha makayim means Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give you the mitzvah bechayecha, l'cha. This mitzvah will be special to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. 40 years from now, you'll select. And then l'cha makayim, that in the makam where you're living, your mekayimcha, that's the place where people will be able to run to if chas v'sholem they killed the b'shayim. Mikan Amru, says Zigmara, let's go one step further. Then Levi shoharag goyla mipelech lepelech, vim golle polchay polchay koltay. What does that mean, Mikan Amru? So Rashi says, since it says the pasuk the word lecha, we're learning now lecha a third time, to go and tell you not only you, Moshe Rabbeinu, but lecha, your ganze mishpoche, means the whole Shevet Levi. What happens if someone from the Shevet Levi, cholila v'chas, killed someone b'shogig? Where is he going to run to? Says the Gemara, Mikan Amru ben Levi shaharag. Now, the Gemara is now talking about, prospectively, in the times of Eretz Yisrael. At that time, there was no longer the need for Machmel Leviyah. Instead, a Ben Levi Shaharag, if he Chas V'Sholem went and killed Bishogeg, where should he go? He lives already in the Orei Leviyim. So he already lives in the Miklat. So what's going to be collated? He has to be going Miplach Leplach, Pelech Lepelech, from one city to the other. There are 48 altogether. The three that you have in Eiver Yarden, three in Eretz Yisrael. In addition to that, you have the 42 Ayaris HaLevim. Those are all Orei Miklat, but he couldn't stay in his own ear. He had to leave and flee from his city to another one of those cities. However, says Igmar, that's L'chadchila. V'im Gola, however, if he went Begolas L'pol Choy to his own Pelech, in other words, he did not want to leave his city, he could stay in his own city, but says Rashi, he had to go Mishchuna L'shchuna. He would have to go from one borough or from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. And then, Polchai Koltai, then even his own city would be coiled him, even though he never left his city. Mikra, how do I know? I'm Ravacha Bereda Vika. Kimimikki, Be'ir Miklota Yeshiv, Ir Shekoltosoi Kvar. It says in the Pasaki, Be'ir Miklotoi Yeshiv. This is talking about Chas V'Sholem again, a person who killed Bishogeg. Once he gets the Ir Miklot, stay there. Don't leave. And the choy the pasuk shei ki be'ir miklot yeshiv. What's the ir miklot toy? Miklot toy comes to tell you that it's his own ir miklot because he lived there until now. Isha kotos ekvar, he can continue living there for the rest of his life, but just change from one neighborhood to another. And with this, we concluded that shtickle, and now we come on to a brand new shtickle, Ba'u LeGilgal. When?
Thank you.
Of course, you know that. We know that you know.
And
we just want to show off.
He said, "I grant you my seat."
Yeah. So we just want to show off that we also know this. Kuf Yudayin.
I know
that you know. We just want to show off that we also know.
Go this way.
Okay, you're doing the right thing, but you're going too far. Okay, we're up to Gilgal now. They came to Gilgal. Now remember, what's Gilgal? Gilgal is the 14 years of Kibbush V'Chilek, when Yeshua ben Nun led Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and that was the 7 years of war, and then 7 years of where they finally split up the country into the different Shvatim and into the different sections, Mishpachas, etc. Okay, so during that time was Gilgal. What were they able to do in Gilgal? Gilgal, they had a Bamigdoila, in other words, it did not have the same status as the Mishkan that was in the Midbar. Rather, in Gilgal, they set up the Mizbeach, so it was called the Bamigdoila. And at the same time, there was a Heter of Bamis Ketanoi, so if you didn't want to go Dafka to Gilgal, you can go and build your own Mizbeach on your front lawn, in your backyard. However, you couldn't bring just any carbon, you could only bring Nidorim and Nidavais. What is your standard Nidorim and Nidavais? Your carbon Oila and your carbon Shlomim. What's the difference between Oila and Shlomim? As you all know, Oila is Kula Kol Hashem, and Shlomim, everybody can go and eat from it. This is Kachim Kudishim, this is Kachim Kalim, etc. Okay.
Did you have to do the four blood of Otos on a Bama Katana, Bama's Yachin, if like a Zerika? And a Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah. I'm a little foggy on this.
You're asking whether or not they had the normal Zrika Saddam.
Yep, was Eilis Kachim Kachim. It's interesting.
There's no Kachim Kachim Kalim.
Do it. What?
It's Kachim Kalim.
But the oil is Kachim Kachim.
That's right.
Yeah, and I believe we had a Gemara before. We'd have to check it out.
Okay.
That they did not have to do your Zrika against the four corners, or two out of the four corners.
Because if you do it Tzela or an Evan, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's my recollection. Okay, Zoki Mar, Toner Rabban. We have now a Braisa, and the Braisa has five different Mandiyamrim. We're going to start off with Rameir, then the Chachamim, then Reb Yehuda, another Chachamim, and then Reb Shimon. And they're all going to argue about what you could bring and what you could not bring on a Bamas Yachid or in the Bamas Tzibur. Tanarban, kol nider v'nidev, means all nidarim and nidavais, ha'yekarv b'bama, you can bring on your own bama kitana. However, she'ein nider v'nidev, ein karv b'bama, if it was not a neder or nidava. For instance, if a person was oivra and isra, for which he had to bring a carbon osham or a carbon chatos, ein karv b'bama, he could not bring that on the bama kitana. Could he bring that on the bama gedoyla? The Gemara doesn't say expressly one way or the other. However, Rashi tells us, and this is based on the Gemara a little bit further on, that not only could a Yochin not bring a Chatas or an Osham on his Bama Ketana, he couldn't even bring it on the Bama Gedoyla. That's right. You want to bring an Oilu Shlomim? No problem. You can bring that on your Bama Ketana, you can bring the Bama Gedoyla, but not Choyvois. Choyvois you cannot go and bring either Bama Ketana or Bama Gedoyla. Yes.
What was the solution for somebody during this period?
When it came, you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he had to do the same as us. He has to go and bang a little bit harder on his heart because he couldn't bring a Chatzos Hashem, just like we can't bring a Chatzos Hashem today, unfortunately. Maybe by next week we'll be able to. Hopefully none of us will have to. We will all be atoned for all of our sins. Chas v'shalom, someone who has to will bring at that time when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. So at that time, you cannot bring Choyvois. A yochid cannot bring choyvois.
So the lettuce would have to be stuck.
You had the Meforshim talk about that, about the lettuce, what she could bring, what she couldn't bring, not only your lettuce, but also the Zov and the Zov, 100%, the Matzoyer, the Nazir, all of those things. The Meforshim talk, maybe we'll even have Nigmar tomorrow, but that's not, doesn't. We don't deal with that today. I'm sorry, Nahum? So the Tzibur choyvois, 100%.
So Pesach, they brought the Bama Gedola.
The Pesach, the Brun Abam Gedoyla, and the Gemara is going to talk about that shortly, because even though you and I might view the Pesach as being a carbon yachid, the Gemara calls it a Mesechtes Yuma, a Mesechtes Pesachim, a carbon tzibur, because it's brought by Knufya. Knufya means the masses of Klal Yisrael bring it together, so therefore it has a status like a carbon tzibur, therefore you couldn't bring it on your Bamas Yachid, but you could bring it on the
and even the individual one is for a group.
In that case, even the individual one is for a group. Right, exactly. Shkoyach. Anyway, kol nidav nidav hayakar bebama she'ein nidav nidav ein kar bebama. And even though the bama, the definition of bama means bama ketana, but Rashi says it also applies to bama gedola. No chatas, no asher. Mincha naziris kraven bebama. Divir Ameir. Ameir says included within the parasha of nidav nidav also throw in mincha and throw in naziris. Now mincha is easy because mincha is also a carbon that you can be menader or menadev. So mincha is included. The naziris is going to be a little bit more tricky. Why is that more tricky? Because naziris starts off as a neder nedava. If you do not want to become a nazir, don't become a nazir. And therefore the vast majority of Klal Yisrael are not nazirim. But of course you always have Yochid Bedoide, somebody's a nazir, and the times of Chazal, and times of that, when I say Chazal, times of Beis Midrash, and the Mishkan presumably had many nazirim, but all of those was totally voluntary. No mandatory requirement to become a nazir, except for maybe Shimshon. But otherwise, no, was not mandatory. Aha. However, the karbonos that a nazir brings are mandatory. By the time his 30 days are over, if he becomes tamei, he has to bring his karbonos. Those are mandatory karbonos. So now the question is, how do you brand a nazir? Are these considered to be nedarim and nedavos, or is it considered to be chayvos? Rav Meir says clearly that both mincha and naziris are considered to be among the nedarim and nedavos, and therefore you could bring those karbonos on your bamas yachid.
And you, the shiraim of the mincha, you do the kmitza, or just the kula kol? How would that mincha work? I understand in the case of a zevach, you slaughter the animal, and if it's a shlamim, you whether you do zrika or not, but you eat the meat. But in the case
of... We had before in the Gemara that there was a kmitza by the mincha. Mm-hmm. The only question is whether they put it into a klisharis or not.
Because it's no klisharis outside the zevach.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So one man yom holds it, taki used a klichol, and another man yom holds there was no mincha b'chlal because of that concern that
lack
you didn't have lack of a klisharis.
You could upgrade into with a klisharis.
Yeah, you could upgrade it outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Mishkan. There was no klisharis there. Anyway, getting back to Gemara, the Meir holds that on the Bama Ketana only Darim v'Nedavos, and that includes Mincha Naziris. The Chachamim agree with the Meir 90%. Chum Aymrim Lekor v'Yochid Ela Oilis v'Shlam Milvad. I agree with you. Neither v'Nedav Oilis v'Shlam. The Chum only disagree on the Mincha and on the Naziris. Why do they disagree? We'll see Mitchum on the Amid Beis. So otherwise, Rameir Chum are the same. No Choyvois for the Yochid. And the no Choyvois rule applies not only in the Bamas Yochid, but even the Bamas Sibor in Gilgal, no Choyvois for a Yochid. Behuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shat Sibor Vayochid Makrivim Ba'oil Moyed Sheba Midbar, Makrivim Ba'oil Moyed Sheba Gilgal. What does that mean? That, in fact, Yechidim could bring Choyvois on the Bama Gedoyla, not on the Bama Ketana. Everybody agrees the Bama Ketana was only the Dorim and the Davos. But in the Bama Gedoyla, you could bring, a Yochid could go and bring his Choyvois, just like he could do it in the times of the Midbar, same he was able to do it in Gilgal. So, Ibazoi, Ma Bein Oil Moed Shema Midbar Bein Oil Moed Shema Gilgal? Only one thing. The Oil Moed Shema Midbar Lei Ho Yu Bama Is Mutarais. You couldn't do your own private Bama. Oil Moed Shema Gilgal Ho Yu Bama Is Mutarais. However, what could you bring on that bama? Ubamase shebarosh gagala yoyemakrib aleha ela oila ushlamim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. He's not agreeing with Remeir. He's agreeing with the Chachamim that the only thing you could bring in your private bama were nedarim and nedavos, which means oila and shlamim, but not mincha and not naziris.
So why is Rabbi Yehuda broken out from the Chachamim against Remeir? He seems to be agreeing. He's
agreeing on the Bamis Ketanois. Bamis Ketanois, all three agree that the only thing you can go and bring are Nedarim and Nedavos. Minor machloikis, does that also include Mincha and Naziris as well? And in that we have two against one. But what is Rabbi Yehuda coming to be Mechadish? He's coming to Mechadish the Choyvis of Yochid on the Bama Gedoyla, where both Remeir and Chacham said, Chulila, Yochid doesn't bring, during that period of time, he did not bring any of his Choyvis, neither on the Bama Gedoyla nor on the Bama Ketana. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it depends. The Bama Ketana, I agree with you. There was no front lawn, there was no backyard. He made his bama on top of his roof. He can only bring nedarim and nedavos, and only like the Chachamim said, meaning excluding mincha and naziris. But the gabi inside the Beis HaMikdash, or inside the Mishkan, I should say, Gilgal was just like in Midbar, a Yochid could bring his own private chayfis. That's the machloikis between them. The chachamim, my friend. Now I have a new chachamim. This is number four of the list. Meir chacham, Rabbi Yehuda, and now next chacham. Chamayim kosha atiba makrim ba'oil moyed shebe midbar, makrim ba'oil moyed shebe gilgal. I agree that in terms of the bamas tzibar, they were the same. The kan, however, what means kan, the kan, says Rashi, both the bamas tzibar and bamas yachid, laikarvu yachid ela oila ushlamim belvad. You're talking about both Bamas Yochid and Bamas Tzibur. I agree with whom? Really, it's the first Chachamim that we said at the top. Because the Chachamim, remember, and the Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda all agreed on Bamas Yochid, only in the Dharma and the Davis, and not Choyvois. But what did Rameir and Chachamim add? That even on the Bamas Tzibur, a Yochid cannot bring Choyvois. He says, V'kan V'kan. V'kan V'kan says Rashi means both Bama Tzimus, Bama Yachid. Leikar V'yachid al Oyle Ushlamim. Only in the Dharma and the Dabbis. And, like the first Chachamim, not like Rameyer, no Mincha, and no Nazirus. And the Gemara is going to ask, so what's the Machloikis then between the first Chachamim and the second Chacham? They seem to be saying the same thing.
They have the same name, Chachamim Omer.
Exactly. Ah. Very good. And finally, have Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, everybody has talked about the Bamais Ketanais until now. I'm going to focus on Bamais Tzibur, or the Bama Gedoyla. And what is that? We were assuming until now that the Tzibur brought all of their Choyvois on the Bamais Tzibur. And that makes a lot of sense, because you have to bring the Oilas Tomid every single morning and every afternoon. And then you have to go and bring every Shabbos, you have to bring the Karban Musaf, and of course on the Yom Tovim. So these are all Choyvois. You certainly can't go and bring that on the Bama Ketana. You got to bring that on the Bama Tzibur. These are Tzibur Karbanis. Says Reb Shimon, I agree. However, even among the Choyvois, it was only those Choyvois Shekavua Lehen Zman, and not Choyvois Shaloi Kavua Lehen Zman. Well, what are the Chagish and the Kavul and Zman? They toyed the Tomids every day and the Musaf every week and every Rosh Chodesh. These are all Chagish and Kavul and Zman. So look at the last Rashi in the bottom. Ela Psochim, Avaloi, Par Helman Dovishal Tzibor, and Tzir Avoidis Chachovim, Loi Karvulahem the Gilgal. What happens if you had a mistake made by the Sanhedrin, and everybody followed suit on that mistake, and then afterwards they realized, we made a boo-boo, so we have to bring the parallel of Shel Tzibur! Same thing, which is really identical, but instead of referring to just a regular Avera, an Avera that had of Avoida Zara, you have to go and bring then a parli oila and a Sora Lechatos. Oh, you're talking about now Chatois, Choivois, which are Tzibur, Avaloi Kavua Lehenzman, says Reb Shimon, no, those were not brought. Forget about it. I mean, Morris spelled it out a little bit more in the Amud Beis. Reb Shimon, I'm Avtzim Lekrivel Psochim. This is what we were talking about before, that even Psochim, we might view it as a carbon yochid. However, this Braisa views it as a carbon tzibor, because it's brought to Knufia on Mas, everybody together. Says Reb Shimon further, so the Psochim, yes, they brought that. That's a Choyvas Tzibur Shekavul Azman every Pesach. And on the Amud Beis, other Choyvas Shekavul Azman, those are the Karban Tamids and the Karban Musaf, etc. What excludes, those are the Rashi and the Amud Aleph, the Parashom Tzibur, and the Sir Vodis Tzibur, which happen to be Choyvas of the Tzibur, but Loi Kavul Azman. Bill, you had a question? Okay. Break the
watching.
Stretching, okay, good. Stretching, good. So up to my timer. So we went through all five Mandi Amram, the Rameh, the Chachamim, Reb Yehuda, the second Chacham, and Reb Shimon. And now the Gemara is going to go and explain each one individually. What are their Mekoyres? What are their sources? My time, the Rameh. What's the reason for Rameh? Remember, Rameh said that on both the Bamais Ketanais and the Bamais Gedoilais, you can only bring Nedorim and Nedobis. My time there may. Where does Rameh take this from? The Amakras in the pasuk loisas in kechol asher anachnu oisim poi hayoyim. And then the pasuk continues on ish kol yosher be'enav yasem. So we have, or I'm sorry, ish kol yosher be'enav. No, I think it's missing a word. I think it's a mistake. Anyway, you want to look it up? You can. If you don't want to,
you know, the Torah Hashem here is really sloppy. I mean,
I think it's missing a word. But anyway, if you want to check it out, it's Devarim Yud Beis. I'm sure you want to check it out. Yud Beis Ches. That's why I left you with a chumash. So, what is the Gemara telling us?
7 minutes.
7 minutes, yeah, okay. So, the Choyvish, my time to the Meir, the Yom HaKra, Lisasun, yeah, does this. Yidbeis pasiches. Yidbeis pasiches. Yeah, okay.
Beinav, Lishar Beinav.
Just that's what it says. Ish called Yashar Beinav?
That's it.
Okay, so then the Hirashah is right and I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I erred. Sorry. Oy devolevosh. So says Yimar, my time the Remeir, what's the reason for Remeir? The Yom HaKros is the Apostle, Lisasun, Kachol HaShar Nachno, Oysim, Poi Hayoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, you're going to go into Gilgal. Don't think that we're going to continue the same practices that we had until today, which was that if you're a Yochid, you can go and bring on the Mizbeach, inside the Mishkan, anything that you wanted to, meaning not only the Nedarim and Nedavos, but also the Choyvos, because once you reach Gilgal and Eretz Yisrael, Ishkala Yosher Be'enav, the only carbon that you can bring are the Yesharois. What means Yesharois? Those that appeal to you, those that you want to bring, not those which are mandatory, but those that you want to bring. And that's the Lashon of Ishkol HaYoshar, the Yesharis. The Zokti Yimar, Amle Moshe LeYisrael, Ki Ailisa L'Oretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, the first 14 years, Yesharis Takrivu, those that Ishkol HaYoshar Be'enav, yeah, I need one of those you can go and do. However, if you're talking about Choyvois, Choyvois LeYisakrivu, that you cannot bring. That's fine. What about the Nochais Unazirs? Those are Yesharis Nenu. Those are also Yashar. Why? Because I want to bring a Karim Mincha. I don't have to, but if I want to, I'm a Nadav a Karim Mincha. Same thing Naziris. I don't have to become a Nazir. If I want to become a Nazir, that's also a Yashar. So that's all included, says Rameir, in the Ishkala Yashar Be'enav. Fine. Now we have Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, remember, only disagree on the Menochis and the Naziris. Rabbanan, ein mincha b'bama. There's no such thing as a mincha b'bama in the first place. Now, why is it? What's his makar that there's no mincha b'bama? Says Rashi, that back in Parshas, Achri Mois Kedoshim, where we have the halachas about the shchutei chut, it says over there, lemana shiviu b'nei Yisrael, ezivcheyem asherhem zovchem al p'nei hasode. Ah, the zivcheyem asherhem zovchem. That sounds like zvachim. Zvachim, of course, means it's mini domim. It's geshachten. A mincha you don't shecht. Therefore, menachas are left out. Even though I agree with you, they would normally be considered the darman adavis. But here the pasuk says zivcheim Hashem zivchem. We're talking about zvachim and not talking about menachas. What about naziris? Oh, naziris choyves ninu. Because even though the kabbalas naziris is taka not mandatory, that's the neder nedava. However, once you put on yourself, Naziris. And now you're waiting till the end of the 30 days. Those kabbanas are all chayvais. Those are all chayvais. Oh, since they have to be chayvais, that's why these are, you do not have kabbanas Naziris on the mincha kitana. Omishvul. So Shmuel now tells us, machloikis bechatas v'oshem, al bo'ilis v'shlomim divri ha'koil yisharis ninu, v'karvi. What Shmuel is telling us is they're all together four kabbanas legabe a nozir. And of those four, some of those are choyvois, and some of those are in the category of yeshorois, or nedarim and nedavois. So how do you get four kabbanas altogether? Because if you're talking about a nozir that became tamei, unfortunately, he has to go and bring an oila, a chatos, and an asham. That's the asham nozir. On the other hand, if he did not become tamei, or even if he did, after he starts counting again is in the Ziris Tahara. When he finishes in the Ziris Tahara, he has to bring an oila and a chatos and a shlamim. So the oil and the chatos are the same. The only difference is you go from the oshim to the shlamim. There are differences, by the way, in the makeup, in the sense that, for instance, by the nazir who is tameh, his oil and his chatos are shtei oifois. Even if he's a wealthy individual, that had nothing to do with oil of yarded, he brings two oifois. Mashenkin, when it becomes a Ziris Tahara, you have to bring two behemoths, two kabbalas. Anyway, the Gemara, the Pasuk in Nasi goes through that in great detail. Ah, so now, of these four kabbalas altogether, the Chatzis V'Oshem, those are mandatory, those are Choyvois. Oilis Hashlam, on the other hand, are Yesharis, those are not mandatory. Now, of course, in the case of Naziris, they are, but we're saying that since throughout that Kol HaTerekul and Oilis Hashlam is, you do it on your own if you want to, you do, if you don't, you don't. So here, says Shmuel, even the Chachamim that do not agree to Naziris, they say, no, Naziris don't bring on the Bamek Tana. Which ones don't bring? Don't bring your Chatzis V'Oshem. But you can go and bring your carbon Oila and your carbon Shlam. So therefore, Mishmul, Machloikis V'Chatzis V'Oshem.
You bring a Chatzis
carbon. You bring a Chatzis carbon, exactly right. Avishmuel Machloikis Bechatzav Yashim. That's where the Machloikis in between the mayor and the Chum Kuntra mayor, you can bring all of them, even a Chatzav Yashim. And Bechatzav Yashim are Choyvais, but they're derivative of Naziris, which is a Neder Nedava. You can't become a Nazir unless you go and take upon yourself to become a Nazir. So that's, of course, the Neder Nedava. So the Chatzav Yashim are considered to be Ocha Shtikala Yishorois, and the derivatives of the Dharma and the Davis. That's a good term. Chum say, no. But boy, this Shatlam, everybody agrees, Nishoris Ninu, you can bring those Vakarvi even on the Mizbeach Ketana, your Bama Ketana.
Right, because if you can bring, even you're not a Nazir, you can, why should being a Nazir impede you from bringing a Neder and a Dava? Anyway, if you were Nazir for 15 days, and you say, hey, you know, I want to bring an Ola or Shlomim, you could, there's no problem.
What you're saying is absolutely correct, but don't get too entrenched with that approach, because you'll see anymore, we're going to go and change it in a moment. But what you're saying is correct. Moisim Rabba. So Rabba asked the following kasha. We have a brisa. Chozev v'shoik utrumas lach mitoida neihagin bebama gedoyla veneihagin bebama ketana. What does that mean? We know that every korban shlomim, why is it called shlomim? It's shalom to Rabbeinu Shlomim, the aymerin on the mizbeach. Shalom to the Kahanim, because we give them the Chozev Shoik. And finally, the rest of the carbon is eaten by the Balaam. So everybody's happy. Antishlam. Now, our Gemara tells us, the Braise tells us, that Chozev Shoik was only by Bamek Doyla. If you made your own private Bamek Tana, no din of Chozev Shoik, the Balaam can go and keep it. They didn't have to give it to the Kahanim. And similarly, as we know, one of the categories of Shlomim is a carbon Toida. Toida refers to it. The Mzevach Toida Shlomov. The Toida is a subcategory, a derivative, a told, if you will, of the Karbin Shlom. Ah, now, you know, when it comes to a Toida, you have to bring four species of Chalis and Matzes, Rekikin, Belulin, Yitzikos, Agantzemaisem. Three of them were Matzah, one of them was Chalois, was Chomet, fine. Of those four species, 40 Chalis altogether, you had to go and give one of each to the Kohen. That was his portion of the Lach Mitoida. So in addition to the Chos V'Shoik that he got from the Karm Toida, he also got 4 out of the 40, 10% of all of the Lach Mitoida that were brought. But that's all B'Bamek Doylan, not B'Bamek Tan. B'Bamek Tan existed nicht. This halacha doesn't apply. Freit the Gemara yet, if we're making this distinction, why don't we throw in one more? V'ilo Hazroya B'Sheila Shaira. What does the Gemara mean? Because by a Nozir, there's another portion that goes to the Kohen, and it says in the Pasuk that Sazroya B'Shelem in a Ayil. The Ayil is the El Shlomim that the Nozer is bringing at the end of his 30 days. And you have to go and give Sazroya B'Shelem, the Zroya that's cooking inside the pot, and that dude was cooking inside the Azara. Normally, Kochim Kalim, you can cook outside throughout Yushalayim. Here you cooked it inside because underneath that dude, they would go and burn the hair of the Nazir. Where? Over there. Here. Under the hair. That's where they went and they burned that hair. Okay. Here. So it says that the Zroya B'Shelem and Ayil you also have to give to the Kohen. So why did we leave that out in the Braisa? It's certainly the case that he didn't get it. Just like they didn't get the Chos B'Shoik, they didn't get the Lach B'Toyda, they didn't get the Zroya B'Shelem. So the Gemara therefore assumes it's because there was no Hakrava of the Shlomim on the Bama Ketana. And that's why if there's no tiki, no washi, if there's no shlomim, then there's no portion to go and give to the Kohen. There's no Zrei B'Shela. So look to my, Yamas B'Shloim, B'Oilu Shlomim, Pligi, were you to go and say that the Machloikis between Remei and the Chum, the Gabi Hilchas Naziris, is referring to the Oil and Shlomim, which means that the Remei holds, yes, that we did have that carbon oil and shlam. And the Rabbanan say, no siri. Comes to a Nazir, nothing. No Hamani Rabbanan. And that would be good according to Rabbanan that say, there was no Kam Shlamim on the Bamakdana. That's why we didn't talk about taking off a piece and giving it to the Kayid. Good news, there was no Shlam to start off with. That's why we didn't discuss it. Hamani Rabbanan. Eliyam Rizbachatz V'Yashim Pligi, if you're going to go and tell me the Machlei Chatz V'Yashim. But everybody agrees that we did have an Oila and a Shlomim of the Nozir on that Bamakdana. Hamani said, why did we leave that out? The Chomim and Remeir both agree that we brought an Oil and Shlomim, the Nozir brought it. And like Barry explained, because if you can bring it on the 15th day, why can't you bring it on the 30th day? Of course he brought a Chatz V'Yashim, Oil and Shlomim. So if he brought this Karmish Shlomim, so why doesn't the Braise say that we took off a portion of that Shlomim and we gave the Zroi B'Shela to the Kahanim? Elamai says the Gemara, Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. Amr Shmuel Machloikis Ba'oilu Shlamim. That's where the Machloikis is. Where a mayor says, yes, bring the Oilu Shlam. The Chum say, no. If he wants to bring a separate Oilu Shlam, gives him to height. He can bring any name in the double of Oilu Shlam every one of his 30 days of Nazirus, no problem. However, when it comes to the chiyuv of oilu ushlamim by the nazir, no siri, that he doesn't bring. Why not? Because that happens to be a case of choy voice. Even though an oilu ushlamim, normally we think of a neder nedava, not if it's part of the nazir package. Because the nazir package is etze choyva, that once the nazir takes upon himself naziris, he is now has a choyva to bring his oilu ushlamim with his chatas. Ah, says the Chachamim, don't bring anything, zero. Not only the Chatzos Yoshim don't bring, but not the Oilu Shlamim, because these are Oilu Shlamim, which happen to be Chai Vais. Everybody agrees with Likarvi. Even Remeir, who says, yes, we bring the Karbanos Chai, I'm sorry, we bring the Yeshorais. And he said that Yeshorais includes Naziris, only two out of the four, Oilu Shlamim, but not the Chatzos Yashim.
So it seems the Chachamim are saying the fact that you're Mechuyev a Chatzos Yashim, you can't bring that, it impedes you bringing even the otherwise voluntary Oilu Shlamim?
I don't know that one has to do with the other. I think it's kind of a package deal. He's saying that a Nazir, after he took upon it, the Neder Nedova ended the moment he said Hareni Nazir. Now we've concluded the Neder and the Nedova. From this point on, if he's going to become Tameh, he's going to have to bring these three kabbanas, the oil of the chattas and the asham, and when he becomes tor, he's going to have to bring his oil and his chattas and his shlamim. Since he has to bring it, it's choyves. We said on the Omer Aleph, you only bring the yeshores and not the choyves. Says Rameir, no, these choyves also yeshores, because he didn't have to take upon himself these years. But even Rameir holds, once you call the chattas the asham, and that's certainly choyves. Okay. So we went through Rameir and the chachamim, and now we're continuing on. And what do the Chachamim agree with vis-a-vis Remeir? They agree with Remeir that you don't bring choyves on a bama ketana, and you don't bring choyves on the bama gedoyla. The only machlokes they have is the gabi mincha and naziris. But otherwise, they're totally on the same page, so to speak. Literally. So back in the oil moyed, in the times of the Midbar, they're makriv the same thing in the oil moed in Gilgal. However, on the Bamas Ketanis, Eilu Veilu, or Kan Vekan, they said, Gurish. My time of the Rabbanim, where is the Rabbanim coming from? Amakra. Ish HaYosha Be'enav Yase. Ish Yisharis Hu DeLikriv. Choyvis Loi Likriv. He does have the Yase. Oh, so look at number two. That's where my Yasa came from. So the Yasa is not in Devarim, it's a Pasuk in Shoftim. Okay, anyway, if I'm not mistaken, the Mefarshim say that this Torah Oreh Shalom is wrong, and that in fact, on the second part is also the number one of Ish Kol Yosha Be'enav. Leave out the Yasa. Okay, so what does it say? That Ish Yisharis Hu D'Likriv, Choyvis Loi Likriv. Now, that of course is the same drasha as a mayor as well, right? It says in the Pasuk, Ish Kala Yasha, what means Yasha? Yasha means whatever you like, meaning your Neder Unadava, which means Oil and Shlomim, but not a Chatzos Yasha. Fine. Zokti Mariyat, that excludes the Choyvais. However, let's talk about the Tzibur. What means the Tzibur? Here it doesn't say in the Pasuk anymore Tzibur, it says, Ish HaYasha Be'enav. Ah. So therefore, Remeir didn't focus on that part about the Tzibur, about the Ish, but the Chum do. The Maisa, they both hold the same thing. Like we said before, the only Machloik is the Gabi, the Mincha and the Ziris, but otherwise they're on the same page. But Tzibur afil Choyvois Likrev. When it comes to Tzibur, they can go and bring Choyvois, but they cannot go and bring the Choyvois of a Yochid. They only bring the Choyvois of the Tzibur. That's the last Rashi, Ishu the Choyvois Likrevu, Vafilip Doyla. And Ish cannot bring, Ish doesn't bring, not even Betzibur. Mm-hmm. But Agtzibur makrivin choyvis. So he takes the word Ish to say that the Yishoris, they can go be makriv, choyvis not, anywhere. Whether it's on the Bama Ketana or the Bama Gedoyla, only in the Dharma Nedavais. Who brings then the choyvis? Only the Tzibur on the Bama Tzibur. On to Rabbi Yehuda Amalach. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that disagrees, remember, with Rameir and with the Chacham. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? I agree, says Rabbi Yehuda, on the Bamis Yachid, you only brought Yeshorois and not Choyvois. Where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees is on the Bamis Gedoyle. On the Bamis Gedoyle, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a Yachid did bring Choyvois. So if he had to bring a Korban Chattas or a Korban Osham, he couldn't bring it on his private Mizbech. He could only bring it on the Bamis Gedoyle, which was at that time in Gilgal. Rabbi Yehuda, Amalach, Ki Kasiv HaYosher. When did you talk about Hayashar? It says Hayashar be'einav u'dichsiv. Be'einav means he's building his own mizbeach, or he takes that mound of sela or rock or whatever. So that's it's all Yashar be'einav. Anything that he is happy with, he makes. He has full discretion on all decisions vis-a-vis his mizbeach katan, his bama ketan. Abama gedoyla afel choyves nami likrev. He's no longer ish. He's no longer in charge by the bama gedoyla. By the Baba Gedoyla, we don't ask his opinions. There, Choyvis Namalikrav, you can bring Choyvis even for a Yachid. And that's the key machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chacham. May Chacham say, Choyvis nowhere, Yachid, Choyvis no. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Choyvis you brought on the Baba Gedoyla. El Haksiv Ish was Titimid the Ish. Lav Lememra, didn't we say the Ish Yesharis Huda Likrav? And he only brings those Yesharis on the Bamek Tani, he could bring in the Bamek Doyle too. But only Yesharis, Ish, only Yesharis, and not Choyvis. Ha Choyvis loy likriv, either place. Evdimar kiksiv, Ish, lahachshir es azar. I learned the word Ish, says Rabbi Yehuda, to teach you something else. To tell you that a zar is allowed to do the avoida on the Bamek Tanis. In other words, you don't need kehanim. Anybody can build his own Bamek Tana, front lawn, backyard, on his roof. Anybody can bring kabanis. You don't need a kohen. Remember we said, you also don't need the big day kohuna, you don't need the clay sharis. All these are many, many fewer restrictions and limitations. Okay, Zokti Mar, so maybe that's what the Ish comes to tell you, not maybe, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's what the Ish comes to tell you, the Hashir says, any Ish. Freit Mar Zar, mi vizarek hakoinist hasadam al mizbach Hashem nafke. Don't we learn the din of Zar from the Pasuk that says, when do you need a Kohen? When you're talking about Mizbech Hashem, but if it's your own Bamek Tana, that's not a Mizbech Hashem, and therefore any Zor, you don't need a Kohen. So we learn it from that Pasuk. Everything my mouth is saying, Liboy Kodosh Bebechoyres Kimei Yikara. Morris is a fascinating Svara. The Morris says is, you remember that initially we had the Bechoyres, and then it was taken away from the Bechoyres, because of the Masa Egel, whatever, and it was given to the Kahanim. We had a Machloikis in the Gemara the other day, whether the Bechoyres even brought those original Oilois, depending on how you learn Pshat in the Gemara. So, Lomazong, they brought those Bechoyres, the Bechoyres brought those initial Oilois in the Midbar. But after that, it went to the Kahanim. No, here we're saying, on the Bamek Tana, you don't need Kahanim. I might think it should revert, at least take the Bechoyres. Don't give it to any Zor, anybody. You know? If you're not a Kohen, a Bechor can do the Avoid, but at least something. Kamash Malon, that's where you have the two Psukim. The Pasuk of Zorak HaKohen is Adam LeMizbeach Hashem, Mizbach Hashem, to go and tell you don't need a Kohen by a Bum, he can even have a Zor. But maybe that Zor is defined as a Bechor. No. That's why I have the other Ish, to tell you anybody, any Yisrael, any Levi, anybody and everybody doesn't have to be a Bechor. So with this we concluded now Rabbi Yehuda, and now we get to the four shita, which is Chachamim. Fakimara, Chachamim Hainu Tana Kama. Aren't the same Chacham number two like the first Chachamim? Don't they both say the same thing? That what? That when you're talking about a Bamek Tana, only the Nedarim and Adavis, only the Yesharis, and not the Choyvois? So aren't they saying the same thing? As well as by the Bamek Tzibur, they both agreed that yes, a Yochid can go and bring his Nedarim and Adavis, but no Choyvois. The one that said that a Yochid can bring his Choyvois even on the Bamek Gedoyla is Rabbi Yehuda. But otherwise, Reb Meir, the first Chacham, and the second Chacham Lechayra all hold the same thing. The second Chacham don't hold like the first Reb Meir, the Gabi, the case of the Mincha and the Kabbalah Naziris, because they also use the expression on the Amud Beis, the Kan, the Kan, the Karvu Yochid, Ela Oyla Ushlam and Bilvad. They don't say the Dorm and the Dovah, it's Oyla Ushlam. It says Rash Oyla Ushlam, Feloy Menachais U Naziris. But otherwise, the first Chacham and the second Chacham are saying the same thing. Haina Tanakam, Amra Papa, you're right. All the halachas that we spoke about until now, they're the same. Karvin Nesachim and Midbar Ikim and Ayu. The question is, did you have to go and add on the Nesachim or not? the Nesachim are actually spelled out in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas.
Pinchas.
Well, you have a reference in Menachos Menaskeim, but the initial Menach Nesachim is back in Parshas Koyrach, and perhaps also Parshas Shlach. But that's where you have the dinner of the Parshas Nesachim, and therefore says the Gemara, there is a machloikis whether we had Nesachim in the Midbar. Rashi says the Rabban and Kamoi loy karvu Nesachim in Midbar. These were Oyla and Shlomim without the additional, if you will, tax of bringing the Sachim. Masha'in Kain, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, into the Gilgal, where they had the Bama Gedoyla, there they did have Nisachim. That was the distinction between the first Chachamim and the second Chachamim. Only Gabi Hilchas Nisachim, but the Gabi Yechidim and the Tzibur, what they could bring, what they couldn't bring, that is exactly the same, Chachamim and the Chacham. Stop over here, everybody. Say, have a wonderful...